Sean Sullivan. It is Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Live local talk over this hour. And as we mentioned earlier, of course, one of our three big things, top news stories of the day, and that is Mobile County suspending jury trials until January of next year. This discussion is clear, present, and every day for the district attorney for Mobile County, Ashley Rich, and she joins us now to talk more about it. Thanks for your time, and good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me on today.
Let's talk about this, because you've been on the midday show with me. We've talked about the uphill climb it has been in this year of 2020, trying to get justice served out there. Can you start off by discussing the backlog your office is looking at of cases?
Cases that are waiting to have a jury trial, we have over 1,000. But since COVID, we have charged over 5,000. We're actually at 50, a little over 5,300 right now since COVID started. Felony crimes that have been committed and someone has been charged with committing that crime. And so those are still coming down the pike. So they haven't even made it through grand jury because we haven't had enough grand juries to move the cases through grand jury to get a trial setting. So we have thousands of cases, and there's just a tremendous backlog. And so the last thing we need at this moment is another shutdown of the court system. And unfortunately, that's what happened yesterday. I'm very disappointed about it.
Ashley, what would be the normal timeline for a, let's say, a felony case that would be relatively an open and shut case? How long would that normally take to go to trial?
Normally, it would take around 18 months from the time that the defendant is originally charged until it gets to a trial setting. But we're talking now at least 2 to 3 years due to the backlog of COVID.
On both sides of this, it makes me wonder about, are we living up to the constitutional requirement, right, of speedy trial? First of all, through your eyes, let's talk about for those victims and the victims' families that you have, a felony case, and we're talking about 3 years before they could receive justice?
Absolutely, and that's what's so sad about it, and that's why I'm sad today, because of victims of crime and the fact that we aren't able to give them justice, a speedy justice, and it just further delays the process. It further victimizes the victim. And, you know, Sean, if you think about it, as a community, you know, the community wants me to make sure that I'm putting and keeping the criminals in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely hard to do that at this point. And, you know, we need jury trials to be able to move cases, to be able to get cases pled, because the bottom line is criminal defendants don't plead guilty until they see that there's a jury out in the hall. And without a threat of a jury coming down, they're not going to plead guilty. So virtually all of those over 1,000 cases that's waiting on a jury trial, nothing's going to happen on those cases.
Yeah, you're talking shop here for us to be able to understand your job. So out of that backlog, there's a certain number that would go to trial no matter what, but there's in there some percentage that would plead. But with no threat of going to trial, they're not pleading.
They're not pleading. So even under COVID conditions, the parameters were we could go to trial with one jury trial on a Monday of a trial week. But we would set 10 to 20 cases that Monday. And so the defendants didn't know which one of them was going to get the jury. So they, and rather than risk their case going to a jury that day, they would go ahead and admit their guilt and plead guilty. So, you know, we were able to dispose of a number of cases every single week, even during COVID, when we had jury trials waiting in the hallway. But now that we don't have jury trials waiting in the hallway, I mean, nothing's going to happen in circuit court.
There's been a number of stories recently, locally and statewide, with criminals that have just been released from jail, sometimes from violent offenses. Is that in any way related to this pushing back of jury trials, or is that a separate issue?
No, that is related. And, you know, I think what's going to happen is the longer a criminal defendant sits in jail waiting a jury trial, then judges will have pressure to let those defendants out on bond. And that's not what we want as a community, and that's not what I'm advocating. COVID is not a problem that was created by the courts or by the district attorney's office. And those defendants need to sit in jail and wait until their trial date. And what I'm concerned about is the criminals have not stopped committing crimes during COVID. They just haven't. And they're being let out on bond, and then they're reoffending. And it's just a grave problem that I'm very concerned about. You know, I want to say this, though, Sean. You know, I've been on your show twice now. asking people to come down and serve on jury duty during COVID and making sure they understand that we have safety protocols in place due to COVID, that, you know, there's masks, there's social distancing, 6 feet apart, those kinds of things. And I'm just really pleased that the public answered that call. And this shutdown is not because we couldn't get enough jurors to come down and perform their civic duty on jury duty. Okay, this is just a shutdown that the presiding judge has mandated due to the increase in numbers of COVID. It's not because we don't have enough jurors that are willing to come down and perform their duty. And I'm, as the district attorney, I just would ask people to continue when we start jury trials back up to continue to answer the call and to continue to come down and help us so that we can move juries along.
Yeah, and I do want to interject, too, that the federal system's still moving forward. So if your jury summons for federal court, then they're still going, but it's the state district court that's not. Can you explain to folks that you just kind of brushed over or brushed against it there for a second, but you talked about it in the past with us, the things that y'all have done through your office to make the jury experience safe. I mean, y'all have gone above and beyond. I want to make sure people know that.
Well, first of all, you no longer come down to the jury assembly room on the ninth floor. We've rented out the Civic Center, okay? So you actually go to the Civic Center, and you are 6 feet apart. You're sitting every seventh chair in the Civic Center theater. And that's where the initial jury selection process takes place, so that there's absolute adequate room for social distancing, and everyone is required to wear masks, temperatures checked before entry. And then when you're put into a panel of, let's say, 36 jurors, then you move over to the courthouse, and that's when you go into a very, very large courtroom where we can still maintain social distancing, 6 feet apart, wearing masks, all of those things, and pick a jury. And then jury boxes, like you see on TV, are no longer a thing. There's not 12 people sitting shoulder to shoulder in a jury box. We are now moved the jury into the audience section of the courtroom, and they are sitting 6 feet apart, of course, wearing masks. And all of the participants in the court process are also wearing masks. So we have enacted, and the courtrooms are being cleaned every single night when there is an active trial going on. So there are many, many parameters in place to make sure that it is a safe environment for people to come down and serve jury duty.
Yeah, it might be the most sanitized place in the city or the county when you start talking about those efforts y'all have had. I look at this too, and I wonder how you, and I hate to say this, but how do you clear, let's say things get back to where they were, which was what, 50% or less before this order. How do you clear? You just said 1,000 were in the backlog, then we got 5,000 since. How do you ever clear that? I'm not trying to be negative, but how do you ever clear that?
We're just going to do the best we can, Sean. That's what the people in Mobile County want me to do. But I think it's clear that I'm frustrated, but we're going to go to work. My entire staff at the Mobile County District Attorney's Office is going to go to work every day, and we're going to do the best that we can for victims of crime and for the citizens of our community. That's all we can do. And I will continue to try to motivate my employees in any way I can to make sure we're doing that.
District Attorney Rich, is this similar to when we saw at the beginning of this pandemic, state after state go into lockdown mode and then mask ordinances, where it was almost like a copycat, you know, dominoes falling situation? Are other districts stopping their jury trials because maybe they don't have the space or the means to have as clean as you just laid out, as safe as it could be for jury trials in Mobile? Is it kind of a copycat thing where other districts start to shut down their jury trials and then we start to do the same thing?
No, I don't know of any other jurisdictions that have shut down jury trials after they started back in September. Now, I may not know, I haven't talked to all of the DAs across the state, but no one has sent out any information that their courthouse were closed. And so it came as, you know, I knew that our presiding judge was waiting week to week to determine whether we would continue with jury trials or not, but I don't know of any other jurisdiction that's canceled jury trials till the end of the year.
What is the benchmark when we look at this January 2021? Is that just set, or is that if we are at this level? Did they tell you anything like that? Is there some benchmark?
There was no clarification that we would just wait and see. And
what is that? I mean, if you shut it down because of benchmark, it should be a benchmark to reopen.
Well, I mean, he says, the order said in January, but again, you know, we just have to wait and see. Here's my thing, Sean, and I think this is important. You know, COVID is horrible. There are many people that are sick. There are many people that have died as a result of COVID. So I'm not trying to minimize COVID in any way, shape, or form. However, we have to prioritize the justice system as an essential business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm afraid we're not doing that. And that's what I worry about, is the justice system, the safety of our community, the safety of our citizens, preventing criminals from continuing to commit crimes is all essential. And I'm just worried that we're not prioritizing that as an essential business that needs to stay open and continue doing the work that we're doing.
Not just essential, constitutional. You know, I think about the discussions we're having right now. You know, it seems to be dominated Mardi Gras or not. And as much as I have an opinion in that, that is not a constitutional issue, as is the right to a fair and speedy trial. The justice system is a, I agree with you 100%, is a tenet of why we have government.
That's right. And you expect, the citizens expect, a community free of criminal activity, or a community that responds and prosecutes crimes and prosecutes criminals and keeps them behind bars and keeps our community safe. That's what the public expects. And therefore, our justice system should be essential, and we shouldn't be opening and closing it.
I couldn't agree more. So folks that receive those summons now, it's off till January, but will they receive a further summons, or what will your offer, how will that work come January if it's green lighted again?
The court sends out the jury summons to come down for jury duty. So as soon as they get that, please continue the great job that everyone's doing about, you know, coming down and performing their civic duty on jury duty. We will send out witness subpoenas and subpoenas that are necessary to conduct a trial. So those will still go out in December, and they will get notice of when jury trial starts back in January.
All right. We appreciate your time this morning and the fight that you're fighting in Mobile County. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. District Attorney Ashley Rich, there's reaction to the news story. It's one of our three big things this morning. We'll talk about it with you.